But we are looking forward to a great weekend. And, of course, there's some fun things that we can do and get our cars washed. And I think hopefully we'll have the great weather to do that today. We're meeting some great folks in the Boys and Girls Clubs of York County. We're here with Alexis Thomas. He's the Rock Hill Teen Center Director. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. Good morning.
And also Rona Troyer. You're the Director of Club Services.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning to you both. It's really nice to see people that do the work in the trenches, as I say. You know, normally we get to see Sarah. We get to meet Grace. And they're wonderful ladies. But this is people. You are people that see this on an everyday basis as far as the kids and the things that are actually going on, yes. Especially you, Alexis.
Yes. I mean, I actually love my job, though. Those kids bring me life on an everyday basis. I'm exhausted by the end of the day, but I think I've gained another 5 more years.
I think you have. Your heart grew 3 sizes that day. Is that what it is? And Rona, you're as the director of the club services, you get to sort of see everything in action.
I do. I spend a lot of time, especially right now during summer, going out to all of our locations and just going out and seeing what's going on, seeing what's being offered during our summer program. So it's nice to be able to get out of the office a little bit and just go to the Rock Hill Teen Center, Fort Mill Club, North South. I'm all over the place this summer, but it's a great experience to be able to see all the kids and the summer program that we have.
Well, I just went to your website, which is bgcyc.org.
Yes.
And you have some great news about even the amount of money that you raised since Evander Holyfield was here for your Great Futures Gala. It's a little bit higher, isn't it?
Yes. Mm. We just wrapped that up in May. We had a goal of $150,000. Actually exceeded that. We were able to get in $160,000. So it was such a great night with our sponsor.
It
was
so great.
Such a successful night. And so as we wrap that up, we are now into our summer program. And so we're really trying to get more programming out there. But that was one great event.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of things happened that evening. We had Evander Holyfield out. He was over at our clubs doing a meet and greet with our teens and our club members.
Alexis, tell us what it was like. You were a part of the group that got to hang out with Evander and really see him in action. What
it was
that
so
like?
Real. I didn't think he was still that big and still that cut. But he was very approachable. He gave us stories from growing up, and he talked to the kids, and they were able to take pictures with him and everything like that. It was just an awesome experience.
What does the money that they've raised because of this Great Futures Gala mean to you, Alexis, as far as what does the programming, how does it boost what you do?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. It's a summer enrichment program, what I tell the kids and I tell the parents. It gives us the flexibility, and it doesn't keep us, we're able to use our imagination on how we teach the kids, because we do have 4 key components there at the Boys and Girls Club. We focus on community service, academic success, character, leadership, and healthy lifestyle. So it allows us to pretty much use our imagination, because with teenagers, you have to be very.
No doubt.
You have to be very creative, because they're very hands on. They're not. They tell me, Mr. Thomas, we're not in school. This is the summer. So everything I teach them, I have to be able to be hands on. And they're excited on an everyday basis. They actually hate to go home.
Oh, I bet. Especially with fun people in there.
Yes.
You must have a whole host of people that are just a great crew of career folks.
Yes. We do connect with different organizations in the city. We actually had a group of boys yesterday went to Project Hope.
Neat.
To help with the kitchen there and unloading the truck, and that was an awesome experience. The kids were fighting over who was going to help and who was going to sleep and who was going to stack. So I thought that was an awesome thing as well.
Now, Rona, we're going to have a great car wash coming up just to do a little more fundraising, hopefully on Saturday.
Yes.
Who gets to do that?
That would be Alexis. Well, actually, the great thing about this fundraiser, it is 100% led by our teens.
Okay.
They are in a leadership group called Torch Club. And I'll let Alexis talk a little bit more about that, because they are definitely taking the lead as far as what fundraising events that they get to do, what type of, part of that donation is going to go somewhere else where the kids get to choose. I mean, it's a great Torch Club leadership group that I'll let Alexis talk about a little bit.
No problem. The Torch Club, we have 2 groups. We have a Torch Club and we have a Keystone Club.
Okay.
And Torch Club is mainly middle school age, from 7th and 8th graders. And I mean, we had an election. They wore pins, vote for this child, vote for this child. They had a campaign, everything like that. So once they actually got the positions, the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, so on and so forth, we had to have our board meeting. So one of the first things that they wanted to do was raise monies and give to a charity, a local charity here in the city. And they chose the Men's Haven homeless shelter.
Yes.
What we did is the 100% of the proceeds, we're going to break it down, 15% to a charity, 15% in savings, and 15% they're saving for the end of the year, end of the summer trip.
Okay.
But they're so excited with different assignments. It's a car wash, lemonade stand, and bake sale. I don't know how we're going to pull it all off, but we're going to pull it off.
You need volunteers.
Yeah, so they're so excited. Yeah. It's going to be at AutoZone on Cherry Road.
Okay.
1565 Cherry Road between the hours of 10 and 2 p.m.
Okay, so that's going on tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, as far as leadership in the groups with the Boys and Girls Clubs, you must see some real blossoming of kids that have this potential.
I have. They've... Because not only with the responsibility, they have authority now. They have a voice. I mean, the club is designed for the teens, by the teens. So we pretty much know how we want to structure it, but they make all the decisions in regards to our schedule. Not so much what do we do, but how we do it.
Okay. Where you meet, what you do, who's involved?
Yeah, pretty much they dictate. They dictate. Are we going to have music today? Are we going to go outside today? So on and so forth.
Okay.
They're over the computers. They're over the video games. They made a mock salon in there where they have signage and fees and so on and so forth. So they really grab it by the horns. Everything that goes on there, they take a leadership role in it.
Rona, do you see this happening sort of in all the locations? Tell us about the locations that are available.
Yes, definitely. We see the same format that Alexis has at his teen center across all the other clubs. So we have a location in Fort Mill. Mm-hmm. We have a location, an elementary site here in Rock Hill at Northside. We've got three elementary sites in York. Mm-hmm. We have a teen center in Clover, and we also have a teen center on Catawba Reservation.
What's your background as far as education? I want to know this from both of you. Did you get a teaching degree or anything?
Actually, no. I, you know, got an internship with Boys and Girls Club, and that's kind of how it started.
Okay.
So although I've been with this organization for 1 year, I've got about 10, 12 years of experience with Boys and Girls Clubs. So, you know, coming from Florida, I did Boys and Girls Clubs out there. So it's just something that I've started and just fell in love with and just can't get out of because I just am so passionate about what I do.
Same for you, Alexis. You say that you're exhausted but happy at the end of the day.
Yes, it's awesome. I sociology 1 year. I worked with a nonprofit organization working with dads and just being in the community and just seeing these kids and just seeing how they need a mentor. And whenever I pour into them, I mean, I have some fans there. They say, Lex, you do a great job. You really care for us. You can really show. I always learned that they don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what I just always try to express to them. They don't want it sugarcoated. And they just want somebody to teach them correctly. They want structure. Believe it or not, they do want structure.
Yeah, that is a hard thing to convince parents sometimes.
They do want structure. But, you know, they do want freedom to be able to make mistakes.
Now, the summer programs, really, this is something that happens after school programs, too. So right. If someone's looking for some after school stuff, this might be a good time to look into the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Yes, definitely. We are just about to roll out some of our after school information here in the beginning of July. We've got some recruitment strategies in place. We are actually going to be part of the back to school block party coming up in August.
Is that going to be at the mall?
That is. That's okay. Going to be at the Galleria Mall, August 5th, 10 to 2. And Sheila Caldwell with Heart to Heart Foundation is amazing. She is putting this on together. They had a great turnout last year. They expect a lot more coming in this year. And so there's so many community partners involved. They're giving out free backpacks. I mean, it's such a great event. And so for us, that is kind of where we need to go to be able to recruit kids for the after school. So we're excited for that. There's a lot of, you know, there's face painting, there's Zumba, there's fitness challenge that Boys and Girls Club will be part of. There's lots of resources that parents can get on, you know, health screenings. There's, you know, information on childcare, after school programs. So it's going to be a great event. So definitely look forward for some information on that here in mid-July for that.
That sounds great, Rona. I wondered also, Alexis, are you over, as far as the teen center director, do you get to go to the different clubs or do you have one specific group of kids that you work with?
I have one specific group of kids that I do work with mainly. Okay. Now, we may visit the clubs periodically, but once to the point where every time the parents come and pick them up, I can give them a report on how their child did on that day. You know, they're up and down, they're not even not feeling well, whatever their mental state is, whatever the case may be. Because the enrichment programs that we work there are Passport to Manhood, Money Matters, and Smart Girls are just some of the curriculums where the kids really dive in and they start to mature and show different levels of maturity. Opportunities is what we call it. Opportunities over the summer.
Yes. You know, really, we've seen so many success stories. And that's what you really have from the Boys and Girls Clubs, and almost quietly working to raise these kids up and give them the opportunities. Right. And this is what you guys do.
Exactly. And I have to brag about our summer program right now. I mean, and being able to go to all these clubs and seeing what they're doing. They're going on field trips. I mean, they've gone to, you know, the museum. They've gone to the library in Charlotte. Kayaking. I mean, they're getting out there. And then when they're at their clubs, we're able to provide other programs such as reading programs, financial literacy programs. We've partnered with 4-H Boy Scouts. We had a Boy Scouts camp in Fort Mill. Neat. We have a Girl Scouts camp in Northside. And so there's just STEM, robotics, all that stuff is going on at the clubs when they're not on a field trip. So
well, I hope the parents are listening, because this is a great opportunity for their kids after school program, as well as in summers as you go. There's not an opportunity now to be in summers. If they can, is there
right?
A chance?
Actually, today is the last day to register. So if you're still looking for summer camp for your child, definitely give us a call at the admin office. That's 803-324-7920. And today's the last day. And then in July, we're going to be rolling out our after school registration.
That sounds good. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at the car wash. It's at the AutoZone on Cherry Road going up tomorrow, 10 to 2. We'll have a bake sale.
Bake sale, lemonade stand.
Awesome.
Kids are ready.
Well, that's great. Well, Alexis Thomas, the Rock Hill Teen Center Director, thanks for coming in today, as well as Rona Troyer, the Director of Club Services.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Honor meeting you. Thanks for doing all you do for the kids.
Awesome. Thanks.